Hello, my dear. So nice to meet you at this global meeting specifically designed for you, abundance, today. You know, the scientists find out that human beings could use just 5% of their potential because another 95% came from God. And that's still now all our ancestors were suffering because of this. Still, God was giving revelation here and there and life of their situation. The scientists discover all of these things of just parts from the creation, but there is much more. Therefore, we invite you to this global prayer chain to attract 95% of the heavenly support and new life, your family, community, country, and the whole world as this meeting is in global prayer chain, where all 8 billion plus people are invited to rejoice. You too, rejoice together and receive God's blessing, not someday, but today, because this is the meeting in direct presence of God with substantial Holy Spirit. And this is so great. We will discuss further about does all our global this forum is working for uniting all humankind to finish Ultima Global Peace by 2027. Everyone is welcome. You too. Subscribe the channel. Share this message to billions. Turn on the playlist and listen, guys, who are sanctified, your place 24/7. There were so many miracles in our meeting. So let's attract today abundance and prosperity and financial breakthrough in our life, in our family, community, and the country. And the world, everywhere, break down the barriers. Let me go with the powerful music and words of God and prayers and direct presence of God. Stay till the end and receive full blessing. Rejoice.
Yes.
Okay, we shall march on. Let me go with the words of God from Messiah coming. These are words from Philosophy of Peace, the last words of God. So let me see what God speak to us today. Today, the United Nations view itself as a global organization created to realize a new political order through the unity of its member states. Yet the organization's efforts to achieve this have failed, as complicated issues have been it from within and preventing it from achieving internal unity. It is no different from the communist world, which advocates unity centered on laborers and farmers, yet has become divided internally. The United Nations does not operate as a single body. Instead, it compromises with the prevailing political climate and has become crippled. In a family, there should be a father and a mother, sons and daughters. But the members of the United Nations have no head. They have no clear structure. I am the only one who has a clear understanding of how to lead the world to peace. When the king of the families appears and everything that was lost is engrafted into him, one central nation will appear under the sovereignty of that king. Okay, this was quotes for today. So powerful quotes. Please study them and practice them. And let me go with our global prayer chain and invite Irina from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace. Happy welcome, our honorable sister from Uganda. Please all turn on your cameras and microphone and pray. Irina, can you pray now? Yeah, difficult. Irina, can you pray now? Hello.
Yes, I can.
Amen. God bless. Let's pray for abundance today.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Let us pray. Our most precious heavenly parents of the creator of heaven and earth and the whole cosmos and everything in it, we want to acknowledge again that yes, you are our creator, and we also feel gratitude for the love that you gave us. Our most precious true parents of heaven and earth and all humankind, the Lord of the second coming, and then our beloved Jesus Christ, the foundation of many of our faiths. So today we are again gathered here in our usual team to pray for peace by the year 2027. Father, this has become a daily meal for us. 7 o'clock, we come, gather, pray for peace by the year 2027. So I want to continue invoking prayers, invoking our ancestors to come and support us, all those religious people who are working day and night, praying for peace, for love, for your will to be done. I pray that everyone gathers here, spiritually and physically, so that we can truly put our cry towards our heavenly parents and say, Father, we are yearning for peace and we need peace urgently. So, our heavenly parents, please guide us and lead us, Father, lead us, so that we may be able to do your will accordingly, according to what you have guided us, because we know that with your guidance, we shall win. Heavenly parents, please protect each member on this forum, online, offline. As long as they are members of this forum, please protect them, their families, their nations. Heavenly parents, we really need you in our hearts. We want you to live in us, because when we have you in us, we shall think like you and act like you, and therefore make peace come much, much quicker than we are anticipating. Please be with us tonight as we go to rest. Use our spiritual bodies as the physical body rests to be alert so that we may hear your word. Because you speak through angels, Heavenly Parents. So open our spiritual selves to hear and do things that will please you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for everything. We live in gratitude every day. And please, Heavenly Parents, go into our hearts. In them, see how purely we are yearning for you and yearning for peace. God, we thank you for everything. I want to report as Edna Rutanje of the Blessed Central Family. Adieu, adieu, adieu. Amen, amen, amen.
Adieu, adieu, amen, amen. Thank you very much, Edna. So powerful prayer from Uganda, Heavenly Africa. Let's invite Grace. Grace, can you pray now?
Yes, please. Good evening, everyone. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Parents and beloved true parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, truly once again, we continue to thank you for the gift of life and for enabling us to have this wonderful time reserved for you. As Heavenly Parent, we reflect on your words, the words of peace, the words of freedom, the words of prosperity and abundance. Beloved Heavenly Parent, we have now learned that Heavenly Parent, sin came into this world and it has caused so much trouble and conflicts and pain in people's hearts. Heavenly Parent, the United Nations was founded not on your pillar, but on the minds of individuals. No one can realize peace. No one can bring about peace without you, Heavenly Parent. Now that we have learned this, we pray that you open our hearts to embrace and put you at the center of everything in our lives. And because of that, we have learned, Heavenly Parent, that we are lacking because we did not consider you first. We are suffering, we are lacking everything. We are not prospering, Heavenly Parent, because we have ignored you. We have heard these words, Heavenly Parent, open our hearts. Let us embrace you in our hearts. Let us embrace you in everything that we do every day, in our families, in our works, in preaching your word, Heavenly Parent. Let us bear in mind that you're most important above everything, because everything came from you according to the story of creation. Heavenly Parent, we pray that when you come into our lives, then we'll have the abundance. Please give us all that we need. We need, Heavenly Parent, we need financial breakthrough. We need prosperity in everything, because those are some of the problems that Satan has used to create conflicts into this world. So as your children, we pray that you give us everything that we need so that we can break through, so that we can be able to go out and help those who are lacking and support those who are in need, Parent, and also be able to disseminate your word, because we cannot do this when we are so poor. We cannot do this when we are lacking. We need means to break through, Heavenly Parent. Help us, and above all, give us the abundance of wisdom, give us the abundance of knowledge and understanding of every step that we are taking, centering on you, so that we do not miss your presence and our true parents' word in our lives. Thank you so much. Bless everyone who is on this platform. Bless their families and their works. Bless Heavenly Parent. Everyone who comes across this word, let it put something in their lives, Heavenly Parent, and bring them closer to you. I thank you and report this in the precious name of our true parents. Amen. Adieu. Thank you.
Amen. Adieu. Thank you very much, Grace. powerful prayer for financial breakthrough. Let's invite our brother Rajamoni from Bangladesh to say a short, powerful prayer for peace. Happy welcome, Rajamoni. Please pray.
Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just would like to thank you for this privilege as we are gathered before you. You have granted us this moment. So we just would like to pray, especially we are very minorities and full of thorns around us. And although we are having 100 churches among the Chakma community, but very remote and very far remote, and also almost are illiteracy, and very few believers. In some churches, not reaching 10 members also. So all of things against us. Sources, we are UNDP, Asia Development Bank, government, terrorist parties, and so many resources, NGO and government, so majority society, Buddhist monks, Buddhist movement. So we are not yet even 2% soldier. So due to a lot of critical condition and situation among us and lack of biblical knowledge and instruction, so not getting life, many are poor food and same food and illiterate, poor, backward, refugee, and also downtrodden. And we had war against Bangladesh government for more than one decade. So we are shifted, refugee, helpless, so many ways. So we cannot reveal and worship you accordingly. You just bless upon us to be multiplied soon, and you you send your Holy Spirit, your holy answer, so that they can be able to task and overflows to the people, and all the people may be able to know the magnitude and glorifications of you, so that all come to repent and to receive you and save us, our whole community, through this way. You bless upon us. Open your heavenly gate and pour out your blessing socially, economically, educationally, even treatment, whatever required in this humanity. You provide us, be bless us, be with us. And also we would like to pray for globally. We are having a lot of fighting, especially Israel and Gaza and Ukraine, Russia, even our neighboring state, Myanmar, between the tribes people and government, junta. So you bless upon all of us so that we may be able to have love, kindness, and also peace, one another. You bless upon us and stop all of kinds of fighting, bloodshedding, killing, all of atrocities by the human. You stop it. You bless upon all of us. Especially would like to pray those who are here, participated in this Zoom meeting. You bless upon all of them through their ministry and their job, and also bless upon all of our families, individually, family, organization, all of kinds of you just Bless upon us with peace and comfort. All of things we want to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Powerful prayer for Bangladesh. Thank you very much, our brother Rajamani. Please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you bless us to meet right now, in this concrete moment, in this concrete time of the Messiah's second coming, you invite us to pray for peace and prosperity, abundance today. Dear Heavenly Parent, we really are praying for abundance, not just for ourselves, but for all people on the earth, for all 8 billions. And as we pray for all our brothers and sisters, because you ask us to pray for the sick, and we see how much of our brothers and sisters are suffering in the news, all of them from simple people to presidents, we pray for their liberation from sin right now, right here, because already the 12th year is built, Heavenly Kingdom. Just remain for all 8 billion plus people to inherit Heavenly Kingdom and their life and their family, community, country, and the world. Dear Heavenly Parent, I pray for brothers and sisters who join here, Archbishop Eugene, in Europe, in Africa, and Muisa, and DRC, Grace, and Irina family, and Uganda, and Brother Rajamani, and Bangladesh, and Asia, and I'm with Jan, Julian, Stella, and Jana, and Europe, dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us every day, every second. Let we unite together even more. Let we work together and share all the blessing. Please, as we pray for the world, protect us and our families that nothing will happen, but we will work even more and share this prosperity that you give to the world right now, right here, to raise substantial finance, to fulfill our goals and witness and give life to our brothers and sisters, meeting with those people whom you prepared and joined the Baptist missions to finish building Heavenly Kingdom. Thus, we pray for all of them, from simple people to president, to unite with Messiah's incoming. And as the kingdom is built already 12 years, to finish it, build it in every country, in every corner of the world. Please receive this short report. I pray in my name as Nikolai Kerpalas and Plus family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brother and sister. So nice to meet you. Pray for you. Stay happy, healthy. See you tomorrow, same time, same place. Invite your friends and family. Let's rejoice
thank
together
you.
With God
thank you.
Every
thank
day.
You,
okay, all the best.